Yo, how are we doing? Episode, I don't know what, voice note, I don't know what. I coming on here because struggling to do, struggling to just do. And a good example, one of the tasks I have with Sanctus was to do an Enneagram. Now, if you've heard of an Enneagram, it's like a personality test. And we've got our company offsite coming up this week. And ahead of that, we're doing a group workshop, team workshop, where we're all going through our sort of different personality types. And Albert's running a session on comparing, or working through that as a group. So each of us had the task to complete your personality test. There's 188 questions or something like that. So I knew it'd take me a little while, but it's been on my to-do. On my whiteboard for 2 weeks, and it's just sat there. And every time I've looked to do it, I've just thought, I'll do it tomorrow. And it's literally come up to the point where it's due essentially today, tomorrow. And I've just done it. And I've just messaged Albert to say, mate, sorry, it's taken me so long. Thanks for the accountability. And what's interesting is the personality type test. On the Enneagram scale, I'm apparently a seven, which is classed as an enthusiastic visionary or something like that. And one of the blind spots that that personality type has is avoiding pain or avoiding discomfort or avoiding suffering. And apparently in Albert's words, let me just find Albert's words, he said, the key to my freedom and joy is to face those discomforts. And yeah, I just find it very meta that the personality test I have put off doing then shows me that I put things off. And I'm not always like that. There's times when I'm completely in flow and I'm not thinking, and I'll do difficult things. And I'll enjoy doing them. I won't even really think about doing them. I'll just be in flow. And the momentum of getting one or two tasks done leads to getting loads done. And I'll go through waves of feeling like that and feeling positive and feeling like it's easy. But then I'll have float times like now where I'll have that on the to-do. I've got other things. I'm literally looking at my whiteboard now, other things on there that have been on there for a little while. And yeah, I just put them off and tackle something else or do something else or procrastinate. And yeah, I'm saying it on here, as I always do with everybody, voice note episode on here, to keep me a bit accountable to that, to like say it out loud to myself, George, you procrastinate sometimes. George, you don't do things sometimes that are on your to-do list. George, you put things off when they're difficult or challenging or not easy. And yeah, I think creating or being entrepreneurial or doing of any nature is just a series of of tasks and to-dos. And it just life is like this weekend, tasks, putting out the bins, mowing the lawn, doing the dishwasher. It's just a list of tasks that you have to continually work through. And especially when you're creating. It's a series of tasks that you just have to each day get up and attack and do. And yeah, some days I'm brilliant at that. Some days I'm not. And on the days that I'm not, I definitely feel myself just like feeling shame or feeling guilty or feeling like I'm not good enough or that I just can't do it. And then I think what I do is hope that I almost say to myself, just get through today and tomorrow you'll feel it. Tomorrow, you'll be ready to do it. But I'm just not sure that that's the case. I think I've put those things off enough days now. I think you just have to start small and build. And I know I've said this before on this podcast, but it's just build momentum, get one little task done, move on to the next. And I don't think there's anything in particular that, there's not a certain moment where those things get easier. You've just got to step into it. And I think that's why getting up for a run the things that do help me, getting up for a run when I don't quite fancy it, getting it done gives me a high, which then lasts, which then leads into my next task. Or this whole thing of ice cold showers or an ice bath or something like that, something difficult that doesn't take any thought, but it's a task that you don't want to do. You do it, and then that shifts your mindset for the rest of the day or the morning. There's the classic, you know, even making your bed. And I genuinely think this helps me. If I make my bed and I've already sort of completed a task for the day, getting up outside, going for a walk, just a task that I can easily achieve without thinking, that's slightly difficult, but I do. I think that's the key to me having a good day. So I'm saying that out loud to help myself, maybe help you as well. Let me know if you struggle with this too. And yeah, I don't know why this feels like a vulnerable one to share, but feels like I need to say it out loud to unlock it and to move through it and to improve at it. So yeah, if you've listened this far, thank you for listening, and I will see you on the next one. Boom.